Kampala Capital City Authority enforcement teams, backed by police, demolished dozens of illegal roadside kiosks and structures overnight into Friday, escalating a citywide crackdown aimed at restoring order in the Kampala's central business district. The operation followed the expiry of a two-week ultimatum issued to street vendors, boda-boda operators, and informal taxi drivers accused of obstructing walkways, road reserves, and drainage channels. KCCA Executive Director Hajat Sharif Abuzeki defended the move, saying it was necessary to improve pedestrian safety, sanitation, and urban mobility. City officials argue that the proliferation of illegal structures has worsened flooding during heavy rains, narrowed road space, and increased the risk of accidents, particularly for pedestrians forced onto busy roads. As part of the enforcement strategy, KCCA said it has made over 4,000 vacant stores available in gazetted markets across the city on a first-come, first-served basis. In addition, the authority has secured 1,980 market spaces outside Kampala to absorb vendors affected by the directive. KCCA currently manages 17 public markets within the city and oversees 69 privately owned markets. According to the authority, available trading spaces remain underutilized despite repeated calls for vendors to relocate voluntarily. The latest operation marks one of the most decisive enforcement drives in recent years, signaling KCCA's renewed push to formalize trade and decongest Uganda's fast-growing capital.